Hello and welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, six Savannah police officers are being investigated for alleged misuse of flock cameras. Georgia high school basketball champions are relocating next year. And one charter school has partnered with Grady Health Systems to hopefully employ more healthcare workers in Georgia.
We're seeing too many kids graduate from college with debt, without marketable skills, with either unemployed or underemployed, and that's what we are here to fix.
Today is Monday, August 3rd. I'm Orlando Montoya, and this is Georgia Today. Savannah police and state authorities are investigating six employees of the Savannah Police Department for possible misuse of the city's flock camera system. The department said today that the four officers and two staffers are accused of using the cameras to search for information on personal acquaintances and family members. Savannah Police Chief Lenny Gunther told reporters this morning such misuse will not be tolerated.
The public places a tremendous amount of trust in us, and that trust must be earned every single day.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigation is looking into the accusations for possible criminal charges. In recent months, authorities in Habersham, Doherty, Richmond, and other counties also have announced similar cases. The Georgia High School basketball championships are moving from Macon to Atlanta for 2027. GPB today confirmed the Georgia High School Association will move the games from their longtime home at Macon Centerplex to Georgia State University's Convocation Center. An association spokesperson says the move is temporary while Macon builds a new arena. The North Georgia city of McKaysville is digging out from flash flooding that sent a wall of water and mud through downtown early Sunday. Fire officials say 19 people were rescued from flooded homes. The city's police chief said today that cleanup crews are working diligently to restore downtown businesses. Authorities are advising residents to conserve and boil water until the city's water system is repaired. McKaysville, population just over 1,000, lies on the Georgia border and shares its downtown with Copper Hill, Tennessee, where the Toccoa River becomes the Ocoee River. The river flooded after 9 inches of rain fell in a short period of time. Democratic candidates took to the stage at the state party's annual convention this weekend to energize delegates for the November campaign. More than 1,000 Democrats from across the state met in Savannah, confident in their resolve to make Keisha Lance Bottoms the next governor. The former Atlanta mayor headlined the convention, taking aim at her Republican challenger, healthcare executive Rick Jackson.
He may be running to be Trump's favorite governor, but I'm running to be yours.
Ahead of the speech, Jackson's campaign called Bottoms a dangerous radical. Last week, Democrats announced new field offices and field organizers hired for November. A Southern regional bank based in South Carolina has acquired a Northeast Georgia regional bank. Greenville's United Community Bank said today that it has completed its takeover of Gainesville's Peach State Bank in a merger valued at $100 million. Peach State Bank has two branches in Hall County. United Community Bank has 200 offices across six states. Georgia ranks near the bottom for its number of active physicians per capita. A new charter school in Atlanta is partnering with Grady Health System to train the next generation of healthcare workers. GPB's Sophie Gratis has the details.
Charter schools are gaining popularity. Georgia lawmakers this year approved nearly $250 million in added funding for the State Charter School Commission to improve existing schools and plan new ones.
Uniform pickups, you guys can see the uniform.
The Academy for Innovation in Medicine is one of those new schools with startup funds from the state.
We're waiting on our hospital bed has been delayed. But
Christy Beam is the founder of the Academy.
Our hands-on model, our very career-connected model, the lab simulations really speaks to a lot of families, I think.
Last week, the school welcomed its first class, 180 students to fill 6th and 9th grade. Students will graduate with a high school diploma and associate's degree focused on STEM education and health sciences.
We're seeing too many kids graduate from college with debt, without marketable skills, with either unemployed or underemployed, and that's what we are here to fix.
Clinical and job training for students hinges on a partnership with Grady, which runs Atlanta's biggest hospital. Workforce shortages there will guide what learning pathways students are offered, like nursing, radiology, or emergency medicine. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis in Atlanta.
City leaders in Atlanta are launching a program to help residents become more physically active. GPB's Amanda Andrews reports the campaign, called Make Atlanta Your Own Gym, is part of a national push.
City leaders in Atlanta are launching the Make Atlanta Your Own Gym campaign as part of a national push to help Americans be more physically active by 2027. Atlanta and Fulton County leaders want residents to touch grass, or the pool, or lift weights. The new campaign runs through December, offering free or low-cost health resources, fitness classes, and wellness education. Philip Smith is with Atlanta's Department of Arts and Recreation. He says getting 30 minutes of daily exercise can look different for everyone.
So that could be going to the pool for 30 minutes or an hour a day, or going for a walk or cycling on the Beltline, or it could be joining the free program for primetime seniors, which we call our legacy residents in the city of Atlanta.
The campaign aligns with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's Active People, Healthy Nation initiative to help 27 million Americans be more active by 2027. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
A legendary high school football coach in Georgia has died. Coach Buck Godfrey led the Southwest DeKalb Panthers for nearly three decades, ending in 2012. He led the team to a state championship and 27 playoff appearances, earning inductions into the Georgia, Atlanta, and Georgia Athletic Coaches Association Halls of Fame along the way. He was the winningest black football coach in state history. The school announced his death on Saturday. William Buck Godfrey was 83 years old. As NASA focuses on returning to the lunar surface, Georgia Tech researchers have synthesized their own moon rocks to better understand how things weather on the celestial body. GPB's Chase McGee has more.
The moon is more than 240,000 miles from Earth. It doesn't have an atmosphere or magnetic poles to protect it from the sun's wind, a stream of charged particles. As a result, the lunar surface is constantly pummeled by protons, and now Georgia Tech researchers can study how that process works in a lab. Roshan Trivedi is a PhD candidate at Georgia Tech. He says this research could help future humans create their own water on the moon.
There could potentially be a way to just either extract water from the moon or find our own way to create it on the moon itself.
He says it's as simple as hydrogen from the sun meeting the oxygen in moon rocks. Research from Georgia Tech could be used in future NASA Artemis missions. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee.
An Atlanta-based research, media, and technology nonprofit has launched what it calls an artificial intelligence platform that works, quote, for the people mainstream platforms have failed. The nonprofit is called Onyx Impact, and its AI platform, Aisha, officially launched in June. Here with me to talk about Aisha is Onyx Impact founder and CEO, Isosa Osa. Welcome to GPB.
I am so happy to be here and an avid listener.
Great, thanks. What prompted your company to create an AI platform?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, so Onyx Impact, as you said, we're a nonprofit. Our mission is to amplify Black voices and to protect Black communities in an era of propaganda. And so as information experts that have spent years researching and creating tools to help Black communities, including the Digital Green Book, the Blackout Report, the Information Integrity Lab, one of the clearest conclusions that we reached was that the most powerful information tool of our generation, AI, was being handed to Black communities in a form that actively harmed them. And we decided that that was unacceptable. Aisha is our direct answer to that failure.
How does it work?
Absolutely. So you can go to aisha.ai or look up Aisha, A-I-S-H-A, in any app store. She is a digital AI assistant, like a chat, like a Claude, like a Gemini, but for that prioritizes Black communities, that prioritizes vetted news sources, that prioritizes environmental responsibility, and also privacy.
I asked Google AI and Aisha the same set of 10 questions, and I'd like to discuss some of the similarities and differences with you if I could.
100%.
Some questions elicited very similar answers, but kind of just couched differently. And they were the ones that I expected to be similar. Things like, give me five ideas for things I can do this weekend, or give me five ideas for simple meals, or what should I do about these medical symptoms? But they were all couched differently. What is your expectation for how these answers should come back?
Aisha is built off of Black history, Black news, Black progress, right? She brings a different lens, right? One of the things, I think the lies that we're told is that AI is somehow neutral, right? But we all know that AI is technology, and as such, it reflects the priorities, the values, the biases of its creators. And so on simple questions like that, right, we expect the answers to, yeah, be couched a little differently. You know, you might get a jerk chicken recipe when Aisha gives it to you, right? You might, we love the folks that tell us that they've gotten wonderful oxtail recipes when they've asked Aisha, right? But we hope that the answers will be a bit more both succinct and easier to understand and read.
Now, some answers were very different, and those were the ones that I kind of expected to be different. One was, what's the best new music out there right now? Totally different answer than what Google gave. And what are five possible baby names for male and females? And what are the five best universities in the United States? I think the same three appeared on both lists, but Aisha added Morehouse and Spelman. There was one question that was what I thought would be the most polarizing of all. I asked Aisha and Google AI, what do the deaths of George Floyd, Michael Brown, and Breonna Taylor say about the United States? And I'll read you just the first sentence, and you can tell me this is very different. Aisha said, these three deaths reflect deep systemic truths about America that demand honest examination. And Google AI said, these deaths have sparked intense national debate.
Lord have mercy.
What do you think of that?
I think the Google answer is in some ways deflecting from, I think, a deeper real reality for how Black folks have viewed and seen and experienced, right, a post George Floyd United States. And I think Aisha's answer is correct.
Does Aisha contribute to the siloing of information by making sure that you get your information and I get mine, depending on our race, age, gender, or other characteristics?
This is actually one of my favorite questions to answer, right? Because the question assumes our current AI systems, our current large language models are neutral, right? And we know that no system is ever bias free, but that does not mean that we can't build one that works against bias and practice, right? We set out to build a system that's more inclusive, a culture more intentional about where information comes from and prioritizes vetted sources while preserving content. So the goal is not perfection, right? It's building a system that's aware that bias exists already in society and how to manage it responsibly. But I think one of the things that research has told us, right, is that when you build technology that works for the people that it has failed, you build technology that works better for everyone. More accurate sourcing is going to benefit every user. Deeper cultural context is going to produce sharper answers for every user. And AI that leads with protection is going to serve every family, every parent, every person that comes to her with something that matters, right? The fact that Aisha is, that we have trained her to be, with her goal being to make sure that folks are given the best information possible, not make sure that this person stays on this app for the longest, right? Means that she's going to be less agreeable in some ways, still very nice, but right. But she's far less likely to give you answers that make you feel good, right? And far more likely to help you get towards the truth. But to be very clear, ChatGPT recommended the death penalty more often when defendants sounded Black. AI data centers are landing disproportionately in marginalized communities. We know that AI image generators default to this day to dark skin for crime and light skin for CEO. We see over and over again, the number of studies that come out about AI systematically rejecting Black folks at higher rates. That is what our communities have been served, right? Aisha exists because we believe that our communities deserve better, and we believe we've created a product that better serves everybody.
And that's it for today's edition of Georgia Today. There's more Georgia news at gpb.org/news. Subscribe to this podcast to keep us current in your feed. Send us feedback. We love to hear your comments and suggestions at georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Orlando Montoya. Peter Biello will be back tomorrow with another edition of Georgia Today.